This is Joanne Seifel with the Dire Switch Band. You left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 and 106.1 WEXT.
Station line, holding down the highway, traffic flows, standing in that long, long line. I fly high, ain't got the time. Well, Eckhart does open wide, walking to a better life. No one can take me out of here, busting in a jet in the air, busting in a jet in the air.
We're live at EXT with Dire Switch Band. Wow. Great song right there. I'll Fly High.
Thanks. Wow. It's one of our favorites.
Oh, my goodness. Joanne Seifel, Bob Bates, Chris Schultz, and Bruce Barker here in the studio. Guys, thank you so much.
Hello, WXT listeners.
Oh, my goodness. Great stuff right there. Dire Switch Band, since 1992, playing original and traditional bluegrass music, influenced by some musical giants, the Leuven Brothers, Bill Monroe, Ralph Stanley.
Mamas and Papas.
Sure, yeah.
Me, personally, from my songwriting thing, it'd probably Buddy Holly.
Tell us about Dire Switch Band. You guys have been performing since 1992. Tell us how the band came together.
My husband left the house with a guitar and came back with a mandolin. So I asked him if he got maybe stuck in the rain and it shrunk, you know. His guitar was no longer a full-size guitar. He got pretty good on the mandolin. And so unbeknownst to him, I saw an ad in the paper for a mandolin picker. And I put his name in and he got it. And he was playing with them for a while. It was called Beaches Bluegrass Boys. And about 2 weeks before a big show they had, they lost their guitar player. And so Tom said, well, I'll teach you all the songs and you see how fast a lot of bluegrass is. So I had 2 weeks to prepare and they were supposed to replace me. And they never did. So I'm still here.
You're still here.
Yeah. And then we just became Dire Switch Band from the Dire Switch Road. And that was something we all had in common. And we've been Dire Switch Band ever since, and it's been a hell of a ride.
Where's that road?
It's in Saratoga.
In Saratoga?
Yeah, it was the road that led to Kateros Park.
Okay.
And so we used to all go to Kateros Park when we were kids, and so that's what we all had in common was Dire Switch Road.
Now, guys, when you play, it's important you guys tip your hat to those greats. You know, respect the bluegrass traditions, but you also put your own spin on the song craft, moving the genre forward, right? Tell us about that.
I had a conversation with Ralph Stanley once, and he said to me, listen to a song long enough to learn it, and then never listen to that version of it again, and that way you'll make it your own. That's been kind of how we do, like, Tea for Texas and a lot of the covers that we do, but we really enjoy doing our originals, too.
Tell us how your songwriting partnership works. Bob and Joanne, you both write and
I typically write the lyrics. You know, something will give me an idea. For example, when we were in the studio here one time, on your door it says makeup room. And I went to my car after the recording and I thought, that has two different meanings, doesn't it? Makeup room where you put your makeup on and makeup room where you go to make up. So I love to play on words like that, but I'm not a really good melody writer. Now and then I can get it right. But Bob is a composer and classical composer. So melodies, all I have to do is show him the words, and he automatically just hears what the melody needs to be.
Both of us have written songs. Most of the stuff we do in the group are ours together. But there's been some we've done separately, too. She's written some of her own. I wrote a song once in traffic. You know, I got bored because I got...
with Steve Winwood?
In real traffic. Yeah, when the Northway had construction and I was stuck there for about an hour and I got bored and song came to me. And sometimes I've written with my significant other, Debbie. We've written some songs together and it just, you know, whatever comes to mind at the time. A lot of times with me, it's mainly a melody that'll come to me. And the words come afterwards. That's when I write my own stuff. You know, I'm just used to doing it. That's probably why it works so well with Joanne, because when she does have lyrics ready, it's like, oh, okay. And there's a formula for writing songs that works every time.
For me, it's an idea for the song, and then it's a beat. Mm-hmm. And I think because that beat is already in my head, he picks up on that with the lyrics.
We're live at EXT with Dire Switch Band. They have been inducted into the New York State Country Music Hall of Fame, nominated multiple times as Bluegrass Band of the Year by the Northeast Country Music Association. Congrats, guys. That's big honors. In the Spotlight of the Moon came out in 2015. Great album. Any news on a new album?
We are in the studio.
Are you?
It's a project. It's a process. I figure probably this time next year it should be released. And we're kind of taking our time with this one because it is all originals, and I just want to make sure that each song has its own voice, and sometimes that takes time.
Yeah. Do you have a title for the album yet? You working on that?
Yeah. It's a very original title, and it's called, because all the songs are originals, the very original, very unique title is Original.
I love it. All right. We're live at EXT with Dire Switch Band. What can you tell us about this next song you'll play for us here in the studio, Easy Lovin'?
A lot of times people come up to me and they say, well, what's your favorite country song? You know, and I can't answer that question because there's so many great older country songs. I mean, go back far enough. But this song, Easy Lovin', is one of my top five. And because first time I heard it was back in 1972 when it came out by Freddie Hart. And I just got floored. I mean, it was recorded so unusually. I mean, it actually had a Farfisa organ in the recording, which is kind of weird for country music.
Yeah.
You know, that answered the pedal steel, you know. But I just love the way his voice kind of, I don't want to say yodeled because I don't yodel, but he just sounds so country in a sweet way, you know. And I always loved the tune, and I always have always been doing it for years, and I get a lot of requests for it. So, that's why we put it into our little thing, and it seems like people still remember
that
song.
The crowd really enjoys it.
It was the number one song of 1971 and 1972 in the Country Music Association. It was a huge hit
Big
for
song.
Him. Definitely a cash cow for him for many years.
Well, let's take a listen to the Dire Switch Band's version of this. Your spin on Easy Lovin' live at EXT.
Thanksgiving, you care.
We're live at EXT Dyer's Switch Band here in our studio. Joanne, Bob, Chris, and Bruce, and Easy Lovin'. Guys, thanks so much for dropping on by and playing for us here today. In terms of making music and being a part of the band, what's success to you guys?
Getting it right.
Getting it right?
Getting the song right. I don't try to stay within one genre. I don't try to do something that somebody else did in the way that they did it. Again, I try to listen to what the song wants. And that's not always an easy thing to do because sometimes your ego or your ideas get in the way. But I think every song really speaks out as to what they need. And I think just trying to get it right. I like simplicity. I don't like a lot of fancy licks and people playing on top of each other. And I like the song to shine, not the musician. You know, it's kind of like a model. You don't see the model, you see the dress that she's wearing, right? And that's how the song should be. You should hear the song and not the musicians.
Very cool. Chris, we've known you're playing for quite some time. You've been by the studio many times with Flood Road and with Dyer's Switch Band playing that banjo. I mean, you've been playing banjo for a long time, right?
I've been listening to banjo since I think I was 5 years old. My dad used to work second shift and play the banjo from midnight until 4 a.m. and keep us all awake at night. And then he would have the nerve to beg us to sit down and play different instruments with him. And we would always, you know, be little oppositional about that. So I really never picked up a banjo. I started playing until I was like 25. I got one from Santa Claus. And then even then, I frailed it. I did the old Appalachian style for years and years and years, and I still love it. I love it. But with these guys, and I was with a band called Flood Road with J.P. Yackel, and I was with a band called Mooncat. I started to perfect a three-finger pick and scrug style, which is a real, real challenge. And still a challenge for me, and I think any banjo player would admit to that too. So playing the two styles is nice, and you know, we're going to be moving in that direction, I think, a little bit with Dyer Switch, maybe a few more Fralin songs coming out here in the future, which is my hope. And I think we'll go that way and see some different things from the banjo.
Well, we're going to have some fun with Dyer's Switch Band, Parting Glass in Saratoga Springs, April 27th. You guys are also playing Howlin' at the Moon and Maybe Farm in Rotterdam Junction coming up May 18th. And then you head out to the Midwest, Illinois. You're playing the Frankfort Bluegrass Festival July 13th.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. That one's a national festival, and there's some really, really big acts there. Chris was just telling me that six of the bands that are there are also on the top 10.
It was also last year the IBMA event of the year in the country. It was the number one event.
Wow.
I mean, those of out there who know the bluegrass groups, General Consensus is going to be there. The Hillbenders are going to be there. John Jorgensen, who's an original bird, is going to be there. Roland White's coming in. He's played with everybody.
And you're going to be there among all of them.
Yeah, we're going to be among them. With big eyes. I know that.
Right? Yeah, we'll be walking in tall cotton, that's for sure.
All right, you guys are going to take us out with this instrumental number right now. Really
that
upbeat
Chris wrote,
one.
Yep.
It's not a sad song.
No.
Chris wrote this song. It's called Montenegro Push. And Chris, what can you tell us about that?
Without getting political,
we
bounced the name around a little bit. We were going to call it Mad Dash. Bob suggested Montenegro's Push. In sort of a simple way, it relates to a political event in which our president sort of bumped a head of state. And
why did you go ahead and say it? Pushed.
Pushed.
It's in the title of the song, for goodness sake.
I thought it was a funny video.
I exaggerated a little bit on the song, but that's the bottom line to
it. You can actually hear the push in the song.
Well, guys, thank you so much. It's
Thanks
been
for
great
having
catching
us,
up
Dave.
With
we
you.
We really appreciate it.
Well, we love your music. Dyer's Switch Band, guys. We have Joanne, Bob, Chris, and Bruce here in our studio. Dyerswitch.com is their website. Off we go. Montenegro Push, live at EXT. Thank you.
This is Bruce Barker from the Dire Switch Band. Thanks for being a member of WEXT Radio.